Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam my deen. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, ladies and gentlemen from all around the world, this is another session of Youth Station. In this episode, we're going to have some very interesting stuff to discuss about. And I have my very dear friend on my side, Zainab. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, and assalamu alaikum, Asma. How are you?
I'm very good.
Thank you. So excited to be with you.
I'm
always
exhilarated.
Same here. How are you?
I'm just fine.
You have not been fine, though.
Yes, I have not been, but it's okay now.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, thank.
Good to hear that.
Yes, thank God, everything is going smooth, and we're back to world.
Yeah,
to back. The universe. We're saying hi to the universe.
Yeah. So what are we discussing, Asma, today?
We are discussing some very challenging issues today.
Okay.
Which talks about how life has changed in this modern world in a way that we do not care for depth, but we go for the surface.
Nice. You know?
We care about the brands of our clothes, but we do not notice what we're wearing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got it. I got your point.
I look at your appearance, but I do not dig down.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's what happened to us.
Yeah.
And it is most of the things that happen to a breathing being in this modern world is that. I don't know, maybe it's out of so much busyness that happens to us that unconsciously we go with the flow.
Yeah.
You know? It happens so unconsciously. We just, all of us are just being like
this. We don't even notice
that.
We are just noticing only apparent things. We are not getting a little deeper down.
Exactly.
But the thing is that one must have this... While judging people, I mean, I, if someone is judging me or my clothes, like you rightly mentioned, I must always have this thing in mind. I don't have a community to impress. I have a family to feed.
Yes.
I don't want to impress.
That's very important.
That's
a very nice thing you said, really.
Yeah. Like, why are you brand conscious? Why? Mm-hmm. You want to impress a community?
Why? Recently, we see that many people are so much involved with the brands, with the names.
I think...
Is it the effect of social media?
It is the effect of social media plus the investors. The investors spending in the brands and the advertisement of the brands. And those
advertisements are very
reach
important.
You through social media.
Yes.
The advertisements reach you, basically. But the actual thing is investment. The investment of the investors.
You know, I think nowadays you have your cell phone in your hand and...
you have access to a lot of news,
inevitably,
stuff, advertisements.
You see things and you are attached to them.
Yeah.
You know, you feel this extra thing that you have to buy this, you have to buy that. But actually you don't need it. You know?
Exactly.
We're going through unnecessary things.
Unnecessary.
Because we feel there is an urge
that is pushing into. I think in these, when you have the cell phone in your hand, when you're looking towards the world through your cell phone.
Yes.
It shows you only apparent things. The teeth of an elephant that are shown that are outside are something different, but the teeth to eat are something different.
Yes.
You only see that way, but you don't know what is behind the scenes.
Exactly. Behind the scenes really are very important. Things are being cooked for us without us noticing them.
Exactly. I have been in touch with people who have been in media industry, and I have known a lot of people who were saying like what we are supposed to do just to give a one click, how much emotions you should have just to have that one
to
click.
attract the attention of the people
like you have to, you know,
and you know how much money they
are spending.
Yes, how much
a lot of money. The problem is there, you start seeing things apparently. Yeah. You don't go deep down into them. As you rightly mentioned in the beginning, that we just apparently see a thing and we start judging and deciding and getting into the fact that I need to get.
Nowadays, you see that many women go for gyms, not because they like a sport, but just because...
To show you a neighbor that I'm also going to gym.
Exactly. Yeah. That's become a trend. This is very bad.
Unfortunately, yeah.
We're not doing things for ourselves.
We have become a showing off stock.
Yes, showing off. Human beings are supposed to be much deeper than this.
And, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taqasur, you're expecting more and more and more without your needs. You don't see these graves and still you don't, you know, see these graves. They all wanted to have more and more and more. Just see them where they are.
Exactly.
Where they are today.
We're turning into greedy people.
Greedy people,
we want everything at the very same time. So what do you say about a little break? We go for a break and we'll be back.
Yeah, sure. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Youth Station, we're with you. Don't go anywhere. Just a minute and we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So we're back with getting deeper into humanity.
Getting deeper into the fact why we look at apparent things.
Yes,
not
don't
down.
Go for appearance.
Yeah.
It's a bad thing.
Asma has the worst experience of ordering things online and then getting, oh, what is this? Why I order this?
Disillusionments sometimes happen, you know?
Oh, yeah, it happens with me as well.
It has been inevitable, I told
well, well,
you.
Well, my part has been very worse. My part has been very worse.
You have the same experience?
Oh, worse than that. I saw an advertisement on newspaper, not on digital media, a newspaper. And then they said, like, if you send us, like, just say some, I don't know, just send us some amount, say $50. And then we'll send you a pack of $100 for $50. And then we received a parcel. After some days, and within the parcel, there was again a parcel.
We're getting experience. Time and time, we're getting
experience.
This
was interesting. When I received the parcel, inside the parcel, there was another parcel. Inside the parcel, there was another parcel. And at the last of it, at the end of the day, there was a pack of sand. And I was like, you're spending...
That's fraud. It's
Yeah. Like, I have... So... Apparent things, you have to make a little research.
Exactly.
It's not only like you're on, like ordering.
We
something.
Have to go beyond things. The face does not matter too much, but what's inside is much more important.
Even in terms of news, you know, Asma, because there are so many techniques used in the media.
True.
Like there are techniques. They're
brainwashing people. You know
exactly using big lies, using media techniques of starting the news from step two. Not telling the first part of the story, not telling the other part of the story. I think this is happening.
They make some attractive headlines, though the true story is not
especially
so
showing Muslims the way the Islam is not.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Yes, unfortunately, that is one of the things which has made us, I don't know, not to be introduced to the world in a way that we truly deserve.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That's, I think, the active, as you said, social media.
Yeah.
They invest a lot on that part.
Yeah.
You know, as using Instagram or other applications.
Any mass media is spending a lot of money, spending a lot of time to make an unauthentic thing look very authentic, to make a thing that is really fraud look like it's really... the claimants of human rights.
And you know, Zainab, not every Muslim is a true model to show Islam. You know?
Yeah.
Some Muslim people are not true Muslims. So we cannot trust them.
You cannot judge Islam.
Yes, exactly.
You cannot judge Islam by looking at that.
It happens just we're living in a Muslim country. But even though that we're living in here in a Muslim country, we experience that there are some people who are just being called Muslim.
Yeah.
But the true story of Islam could not be applied to them.
Exactly. We have two kinds of Muslims. We have Muslims mm-hmm. by names and Muslims by practice.
Yes.
But unfortunately, the world is just judging Islam by the Muslims by names.
Yes.
The Muslims by names.
And that happens only to Muslim people, I think. Well, Christianity does not have such a thing, right?
Yeah,
they do
yeah.
not have
I think this propaganda is
them.
There, yeah.
Why is that? It's so unfair.
Because they're scared of Islam. They're scared of the reality. They are scared that Islam talks about justice. Islam talks about equality.
Yes.
And if justice and equality and all things come into the place, the world leaders will have
problems.
They'll have problems.
They would not achieve their
benefits.
So
they have to do propaganda. They have to show it bad.
Exactly. They have to create agendas against the Muslim people.
These human rights claimants of the world, mm-hmm. they claim on the mass media that we are human rights. You know, we are the defenders of human rights.
Yes.
But they're creating the most human rights violations in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And since the audience are mostly youth, I have to say this as a personal experience. Sometimes I saw some youngsters who were recently accepting Islam or Muslim youth who were not so much attached to the rules of Islam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they see one Muslim, a person who's been called Muslim, and they are, they are demotivated. They are no longer interested to practice the rules of Islam, to abide by the rules.
I think there's a this tear, I think, Asma, is a fault of two people.
Mm-hmm.
One, a Muslim who has least knowledge. Second, a Hausa person who has expressed Islam only in a very sad and bad way.
Yes, and Zainab, we're responsible, you know. I might have an effect on my friend, and maybe the thing that I'm doing would demotivate them, and they would be saying, oh, if this is Islam, then I don't like it.
I don't like it, I don't want it.
Yes,
yeah,
if a Muslim person lies, then I don't want to be a Muslim.
Yeah,
if a Muslim person is unfair, is judging, is doing bad thing, then I don't want to be one.
I don't want to be a Muslim. But because they are judging again on the apparent
on the surface.
Seeing the ambassador
of Islam. One person could not show,
they do not see what is in Islam itself.
Yes, that's very true.
Going deep down the story, we have to always look what Islam says. Does Islam mm-hmm. really say be unjust, be a liar, be a fraud? No, Islam does not say like that. This person who came as a Muslim ambassador, mm-hmm. he failed to represent
the
Islam.
The wrong is in them, not with Islam.
Not with Islam. So you have to analyze these ambassadors,
exactly.
These representators, basically. Is this representator a good representator or
exactly.
not?
Exactly, very
do
true.
Do not go on the apparent basis. Mm-hmm. I think we must go deep down.
Dig deep.
In the online things, we have to see the quality. Don't see the color of this thing, you know?
And then get attracted.
You get attracted and all. Just see what kind
of... You're going to be disillusioned. And trust us, people, we have had experiences.
Yeah, They write a lot of details. They mm-hmm. write, this is not cotton.
Which are
this.
Not true.
Yeah.
Yes. So, dear friends, girls and boys, try to dig deep into things. Don't go by the appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
The appearance is usually a cheater.
And everything that shines is not gold.
Exactly. What a nice thinking image. Not everything that shines is gold. So thank you for listening to us. I hope you're having a perfect day and night. And until another session, I bid you farewell.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.